Not too many people choose to get up close and personal with sharks, especially those of us growing up in Wisconsin, hundreds of miles from the nearest ocean. That didn't stop our next guest from following her fascination for fins all the way down to the Hawaii Institute of Marine Biology Shark Lab, where she works literally hands-on with sharks of all shapes and sizes. Kaylee Rossing is a graduate student researcher at the University of Hawaii. She was part of a research team featured on the National Geographic show Maui Shark Mystery on Disney Plus. She's originally from Janesville. I talked to Kaylee last week from the island of Oahu.
All right, first I gotta ask, you grew up in Wisconsin. How did you end up interested in studying sharks?
I get that question a lot. Of course, it all started when I was probably around 10 years old. I took my first trip to the Shedd Aquarium in Chicago. And, you know, after that, I, of course, was super interested, you know, just in a broad overview, you know, the ocean in its entirety. And it wasn't until high school that I actually started getting more and more interested, specifically into sharks. So, yeah, since high school.
Now, there's some people out there who will think shark equals scary. Can you let us know why we should be thinking maybe shark equals fascinating?
Yeah, no, I mean, they're incredible creatures. I mean, I don't want to tell people how to feel about, you know, one thing or another, but they're definitely animals to be respected, and they are capable, just like any other wild animal, of, you know, causing harm to, you know, you, me, or other animals, but they really are just big fish, you know. They're swimming around doing their own thing. They're looking for food. It's, yeah. Being able to, you know, experience them up close has really shown me how wonderful they are and how unique they are. I get to, you know, hang around with multiple different species, and they're so, so neat. I really, it's, you know, I'm bursting at the seams trying to, you know, keep my calm here.
Now, let's get into some of the work that you do with your colleagues at the lab. First of all, one of the things you do is tag and track sharks. Can you talk about the process of tagging them and then what we learned from that?
So my lab, yeah, is known for not only tagging, but tracking sharks around the islands of Hawaii. And yeah, the process of that is, of course, I'll make it super simplified, but we have a long line. So it starts with a buoy, drops down to an anchor, and that sits at the bottom of the ocean. And then we have a main line that has some hooks with bait on it, and then another anchor, and then a buoy. So it kind of does like a U shape. But of course, from the top side, we only see the buoys. And if we have a shark on the line, we usually bring it close to the boat. We keep the sharks in water just because of their body structure, and, you know, any taking them out of the water puts any extra stress on them with gravity and whatnot. So we keep them over the side of the boat, and there's a wide variety of things we do, but we normally start with measurements. We measure from, you know, the tip of the nose all the way down to its tail. We try and get what is known as like the total length. And that way we have it documented. We know how big the shark is. So we're mostly known for our acoustic tags, and that's actually a little implant. So we have the acoustic tag, which is no bigger than, say, like a chapstick. And we make a small incision on their tummy, and we pop the acoustic tag in. We suture it shut, and they are good to go. That will forever, until that little battery dies, ping off a location in a sorts. And then we have receivers around Oahu in the ocean that will then pick up that detection from that acoustic tag. And yeah, from that, we're able to track them all around the Hawaiian Islands. We have acoustic receivers out, you know, around all of the islands. So it's really exciting to then go pick up those receivers, download that data, and just see where those sharks have been moving.
Talking to Kaylee Rossing, originally from Janesville, now doing shark research in Hawaii. Kaylee, you mentioned different kinds of measurements. Another measurement you do is shark bite impressions to get an estimate of the size of sharks. How do you measure that?
Yeah, so that was actually part of my undergraduate research. I was super fortunate to talk to my now advisor, Carl Meyer, and he came up with that idea, and I just kind of went full force into it. So it's a very similar process. Taking that shark, tagging it, and right before we let it go, I have segments of surfboards. And what I do is I try and get that surfboard into the shark's mouth and have them make an impression. Now, of course, that sounds funny. And for people who don't know, I'm not teaching them to bite surfboards.
Right.
They don't, you know, they don't do that. But all I'm trying to do is get a bite impression. And as odd as it sounds, it is more difficult than it looks. You know, sometimes sharks don't want to bite stuff. And so, but yeah, sometimes if we have like a little feistier one, it gives me a good impression. And basically what I'm looking at is that curve of that bite. So I specifically work with tiger sharks, and they have a quite semicircular bite. And for that, it's super simple. We have that total length, and then I do some math and put that against the measured curve of that bite. And from that, I can actually tell within about 10 to 15 centimeters, it's accurate total length. And the reason behind this was because the Division of Aquatic Resources out here has a incidence list. So it's all accounts of, you know, human shark interactions that have been recorded, and it gives you a bunch of information, but one of the columns is length. And these are, of course, you know, witness accounts. So of course, if you're in that moment, maybe the shark was a little bigger than what you expected, or, you know, how accurate is that information truly? And so, you know, there's a huge difference between a 5-foot shark and an 8-foot shark. And so what I wanted to do was to, you know, be able to give the public better, more accurate information. And the first question anybody ever asks after, you know, there is a bite, say on a surfboard or, you know, stand-up paddleboard, you know, the first question is, how big was the shark? And yeah, now the Division of Aquatic Resources, first responders have that technique that either they're able to do or they're able to send us a photo and I can help give them the accurate total length.
And speaking of bite prints, you're also looking for DNA, figuring out how to get shark DNA, I guess, from bites?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, that first step was getting those bite impressions and seeing if that was, you know, an accurate way about doing it. And then I was able to collaborate with another lab at the Hawaii Institute of Marine Biology, and specifically with another graduate student, Derek Kraft. And he has since, you know, been able to take those bite impressions and swab them for DNA. So we do have the surfboard, we put it in the shark's mouth, and then we would dunk it, you know, a handful of times simply to replicate, you know, a surfer coming back in, say, if they did get their board bitten or something of that sort, whether it just gets washed up on shore. So we try and do our best to replicate, you know, what it would be like in a real life situation. And he was able to retrieve DNA off of these bites that we were getting. And from that, we now have DNA swab kits on Oahu and on Maui that are readily available for first responders if that ever does happen.
In just our last few moments, you know, you, as you mentioned, your career was sparked by a visit to Shedd Aquarium. Could you make the case for, you know, parents to expose their kids to cool things in the world of science world, aquatic or otherwise?
Yeah, absolutely. I am, you know, a huge nerd at heart, and I absolutely love, you know, the Shedd Aquarium was, you know, right up my alley from day one. But I truly just encourage everyone to, you know, go out and see things. You know, I didn't get a lot of opportunities to travel when I was younger. So, you know, I was very landlocked, but yet here I am now in the middle of the Pacific Ocean studying sharks. But yeah, I mean, you know, I had a really great close professor of mine once, you know, just encouraged me to, you know, do what scares you. And of course she was like, not in the literal sense, but do something that excites you. And, you know, I just remember looking back as, you know, at myself as a little girl, like watching Shark Week or, you know, Nat Geo or Discovery or something like that. And it's just, yeah, it's truly amazing to now be in this place in my life where I get to work with these animals day in and day out.
Kaylee, thanks again for joining
us. Go to the Shedd Aquarium.
Thanks again for joining us. That's Kaylee Rossing, originally from Janesville, now a graduate student researcher in the Shark Lab at the Hawaii Institute of Marine Biology at the University of Hawaii. She joined us for a look at her work with sharks.